A disgraced funeral company that took advantage of its Aboriginal customers is being taken to court by the financial regulator. The Aboriginal Community Benefit Funds changed its name and rebranded itself since it was slammed by the Bank Royal Commission for marketing itself as an Indigenous-owned company when it wasn't. Isabel Rowe reports.
Insurance company Eupla promises a financial safety net for Indigenous Australians planning sorry business.
We don't have to worry about the money side of things. As an Aboriginal person, you know that they're there for you.
This ad is part of a company rebrand. 2 years ago, Eupla was the Aboriginal Community Benefit Fund, found by the Banking Royal Commission to have misled its customers. The Commission heard the company advertised itself as Indigenous-owned, but wasn't, and offered low-value funeral products to the Aboriginal community, even signing up babies to a family policy. This month, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority has ordered two former customers be compensated. One of those customers was represented by Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service lawyer Siobhan Doyle.
My client's experience is common in that she had little experience with financial products. She was having a difficult time in her life. She was young. We say that ACBF took advantage of her, and from her dealings with ACBF, it was most likely that she did not understand that the premiums would increase with her age, or that the premiums paid would likely exceed the benefits payable. So you can pay more in premiums than you would ever receive in a benefit.
Another former customer based in Queensland has also been awarded compensation. Solicitor Mark Holden from the Financial Rights Legal Centre says the Financial Complaints Authority found the company's name was misleading.
It caused our client to be able to believe that this was an organisation owned by Aboriginal people with a product for Aboriginal people, when in fact at that time it was not Aboriginal owned.
ASIC has launched federal court action against Eupla, alleging it engaged in misleading and deceptive conduct. It also alleges customers were led to believe their plan would result in a lump payment, when in fact they would only be reimbursed for funeral costs. Since its dressing down at the Banking Royal Commission, Eupla has taken on Aboriginal man Isaac Simon as its co-owner. But Bryn Jones, who ran the company under its former alias, still owns the other half. Eupla hasn't been able to get a financial services licence, meaning it currently can't sign up any new customers. But earlier this year, Bryn Jones told a parliamentary committee the company is still collecting premiums from 15,000 existing customers. Siobhan Doyle says even if Eupla reforms its practices, its reputation may not recover.
And they also need to overcome the hurdle of getting a financial services licence.
Co-owner Bryn Jones also told a parliamentary committee he's hired a full-time compliance officer as part of the rebrand. In a statement to the ABC, a spokeswoman for Eupla says it's applied a listen-and-learn approach and will implement necessary changes.
Isabel Rowe there with additional reporting from Oliver Gordon.